USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is slamming the Supreme Court's decision on the new abortion law in Texas. In a 5-4 decision, the High Court declined to block the measure from being implemented. Biden releasing a statement calling it an, quote, unprecedented assault on a woman's constitutional rights under Roe v. Wade, close quote. As far as how this aligns with the president's Catholic faith, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says,
he believes that it's up to a woman to make those decisions and up to a woman to make those decisions with her doctor. I know you've never faced those choices, nor have you ever been pregnant, but for women out there who have faced those choices, this is an incredibly difficult thing.
Walmart is raising hourly pay by $1 for more than a half million workers before the holidays. The retailer's U.S. average hourly wage is now at $16.40. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
President Biden is keeping a close eye on the massive flooding in parts of the northeastern United States.
There's a lot of damage, and I made clear to the governors that my team at the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, is on the ground and ready to provide all the assistance that's needed.
The president also calling on insurance companies to pay premiums for people who had to leave because of evacuations before the storm.
I'm calling on the private insurance companies right now, at this critical moment. Don't hide behind the fine print and technicality. Do your job. Keep your commitments to your communities that you insure. Do the right thing. Pay your policyholders what you owe them.
Long lines are forming at gas stations in Louisiana as victims of Hurricane Ida rush to fill up their cars and generators. More than half of the gas stations in New Orleans and Baton Rouge are out of fuel. That's according to GasBuddy.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Top federal health officials are defending the Biden administration's approach to coronavirus vaccine booster shots after two senior scientists in the Food and Drug Administration's vaccine division announced their intent to leave the agency. The announcement comes as the FDA is weighing the evidence for coronavirus vaccine booster doses as well as shots for children. It also comes amid debate and criticism over whether the Biden administration is jumping ahead of the scientific review process in announcing booster shots for everyone will be available by the week of September 20th. Regarding a one-size-fits-all approach to booster shots, Dr. Marty McCrary tells Fox News,
you know, I think most physicians right now in the United States are telling their patients that they'd like to see more data. And if the data clearly shows that you're at increased risk of hospitalizations and deaths and severe illness, then I think the recommendation for booster is going to be clear. Right now, some of us are also concerned about the global equity issue. Right now, the United States has thrown out 15 million vaccine doses. We need those vaccines to be overseas where variants emerge. And if you look at the pattern at the FDA, increasingly, they've been cutting out sort of opposition. They never convened their experts when they looked at vaccine approval for those 12 to 15 years of age. And for them to be told, hey, we want Americans to get this by September 20th, go to work, that's the concern right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.